I was sitting next to her. Pippin could tell because I've been around the block a few times. Then I heard a moan, then I heard a pause. My God, oh my Lord. So I casually jumped up without causing any attention to myself as I yelled. Then I got the keys to the Cadillac, and then I turned the ignition. Then I said, what the hell? Let it rain, let it drip, let the raindrop get you. Sugar free to pimp, may the folk be with you. I'm on the side of the coast where it's gun smoke. Helicopters one time everywhere. Sugar free, I got to stop.
Welcome to another episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show, ladies and gentlemen, and I am your gracious host, Mr. Tariq Elite, also known as King Flex, also known as Tariq Nasheed. I'm ready to chop up some very good game right here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm back from Hawaii. I was in Hawaii for a week, but I'm back in Flaw Scandalous, and I'm ready to chop up that good game, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to take some calls when I get back from the quick commercial break. And I mean, it's going to be very quick. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the number. Call up, chop up gang with me. Let me know what's on your mind. We're going to take a real fast commercial break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Jazzy Hair. Now, they offer the finest quality virgin Brazilian hair extension products that allow individuals to have that full body of hair they always wanted. Now, they specialize in authentic virgin Brazilian hair extensions, and they have many textures to choose from. Now, their hair is 100% unprocessed, and it has extremely high quality. They got great customer service, and they have fast delivery. Check out their website at jazzyhair.com. That's J-A-Z-E-E hair.com. Follow them on Facebook at J-A-Z-E-E hair.com, or call them at 832-901-2603. Now, you use the coupon code Tariq10 and get 50% off on shipping. That's jazzyhair.com.
You're now tuning into the king of game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
You better recognize.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Tariq Elite Radio Show. And I'm your gracious host. I am Mr. Tariq Elite. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Now, family, as you know, Hidden Colors 3 will be in theaters next Thursday. That's the 26th of June. Hidden Colors 3 is going to be in theaters next week. We got a week left. I'm hyped, people. I'm so hyped about Hidden Colors 3. I mean, you guys are going to really, really enjoy it. The film is really fly. The buzz is real hot. I might go to New York early next week, Monday or Tuesday, to do some promotion for Hidden Colors 3. Trying to put together some things, so all my New York people, holla at me so I can politic with you if I do decide to come out there Monday and Tuesday of next week to get the promotions going. But the pre-sales are off the chain. Let me shout out Dallas, because I took a look at the pre-sales for the tickets in the movie theaters, and I know that most of the theaters are going to be sold out. I was shocked that the place that the theater that has sold the most pre-tickets right now is Dallas. I've been sleeping on Dallas for a long time. Dallas is really thirsty for the game. I was very pleasantly surprised. But most of the tickets for pre-sales have gone to Dallas. A lot of people in Dallas are going to see the film. Second runner-up is New York. The first showing of Hidden Colors in New York, there's two showings on Thursday at the Cinema Village, 7 o'clock and 10 o'clock. The 7 o'clock one is sold out already. Now, the third runner-up in pre-sales is Atlanta. Atlanta, we got two theaters in Atlanta, one showing the film on Thursday. That's the Midtown Art Theater. That's Thursday. The other theater, the Plaza Theater, is showing it on Friday, and the pre-sales for both of those theaters are great. The next city is representing is D.C. D.C. is representing. The next city representing heavy for sold out or pre-sale tickets, Philadelphia. Now, Philadelphia is going neck and neck with the Bay. A lot of cats out there in Oakland are going to see the film. They're getting their pre-sale tickets. Now, what shocked me, the lowest pre-sale tickets, two places. And I'm very shocked. and the tickets are doing good. The pre-sales are doing good. It still might be a sellout. I just judge it by how fast the film sells out. But the lowest pre-sale tickets coming out of Detroit. And that I'm surprised by that. I'm surprised, but not really surprised. Detroit, y'all got to step it up. Detroit has to step it up. Out of all the cities, most folks and most black people in Detroit, and the lowest pre-sale tickets in Detroit, and also the lowest pre-sale tickets is Chicago. That's surprising. Now, I know a lot of people are going to probably get their tickets at the door, but I'm surprised that the tickets have not sold out faster in Chicago and Detroit. Chicago, y'all need to go to HiddenColorsFilm.com. It's going to be showing at the Chatham 14 Theater in Chicago. Y'all need to represent. In Detroit, it's going to be at the main, I think it's the Main Art Theater. You guys need to go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get your pre-sale tickets right now. I know Detroit, y'all better represent. There was another story coming out of Detroit where people were lining up again to buy them damn Jordans. Every time they sell those Jordans, they love running them stories about Negroes lining up to go buy those shoes. And one of those stories came out last week. It was in Detroit. Now, if y'all asses are still lining up for them damn shoes, somebody need to get out that line and go get those Hidden Colors 3 tickets. I find it amazing that the cities with the biggest crowd of black folks who will stand in line for shoes happen to be some of the places that will be the first ones to bootleg the Hidden Colors film. It's very interesting. Now, Detroit, don't y'all sit around waiting on no bootleg. Y'all get out there, support the movie. Detroit needs to see this movie more than any group. You really need to go see it out there in Detroit. Go to HiddenColorsFilm.com. Get your pre-tickets right now because it's going to be sold out. And don't forget to get Hidden Colors 1 and 2, ladies and gentlemen. Let me see who's on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
This is Danielle calling in from Memphis, Tariq.
Hey, Danielle. It's Danielle, right?
That's right.
Hey, how are you, Danielle?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. What's going on with you, young lady?
Look, I sent you an email. I don't know, maybe 1 or 2 days ago, and I don't know if you've... I don't know how your email process is, but I have a question.
Go ahead.
Because I work in corporate America, and I want to move up in the company without Coney, and I was wondering how is that possible?
Well, there is definitely possible to move up in the company. Now, what do you want to do in the company? What position do you want in the company?
I'm already in a leadership position. Due to promotions, you know, and I'm up for another promotion as we speak, but everybody over me at this point is predominantly white. You know, everybody under me is black.
Yeah,
and I noticed that everyone else on the level that I'm trying to get to that's black, they brown nose and they cone, and I want to know how to get to where I want to go without having to do that, without the yes or no sir.
Let me tell you exactly what you need to do. Learn the game at that company. Learn everything you need to learn inside out and then start your own business that's parallel to that. Because the thing is, and this is a harsh reality, the thing is, you can coon until you're blue in the face. But they do in these corporate settings, they give black people a glass ceiling. There's only so high they're going to let you go. Let's just be very real, and I'm not trying to discourage anybody. But when you see that glass ceiling, that should give you the fuel to start your own thing so you don't have to worry about training these white kids and all of a sudden they're your supervisor after you done trained them. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's absolutely the case. And I have started my own business. And as you know, starting your own business is a lot easier to say than it is to do. But at the same time, like I said, I had to train my supervisor, and he got promoted again.
Of course.
I'm tired of saying stuff like that.
Of course. Look, that's the name of the game. That's what's going to happen. That's called systematic white supremacy. I know. That's why I knew what the deal was. I see it all the time. I see black people work at these jobs and stay in the same position year after year after year, and they train their supervisors. I dated girls in situations like that, and I told them, get the hell out of that job and start your own thing. I'm not about to sit up and play no office politics with these folks. When you're in their domain, when you have to go by their rules, it's their rules, and their rules are usually to look out for their own group. That's the name
of the game. It's almost like I kind of want to get promoted so I can rub it in their face kind of thing. I know it don't sound good, but that's honestly our truth, because I'm looking at these women that have been there 28 years, and they bitching about the white boys that just came in 2 years ago and getting jobs that they going up for and not getting them, you know? And I kind of want to just do it for them if I don't do it for anybody else. Of course, I'm going to do it for myself.
You better do it for yourself. Don't worry about rubbing anything in anybody's face, because you're dealing with white supremacy. White supremacy has a leg up on us. That's the name of the game. They got a leg up, one little minor victory to them. Look, they'll replace you at the drop of a hat. Somebody in the mailroom, all they got to do is just say, hey, she came to work and she was being the angry black woman. They already got an HR file on you at that job. They already got a file on you. So they just waiting on you to just act up and break bad so they can can you without worrying about any kind of a backlash as far as discrimination and all that, because they're waiting on you to act up. They want you to get frustrated so they can go ahead and use that as an excuse to get rid of you without a discrimination lawsuit. So I say again, when you're dealing in the system of white supremacy, it's going to be always white first. They're going to look out for their own group. That's just the name of the game. We got to start thinking in terms of doing our own business. There's no way around that. There's really no, and that shouldn't be something that sounds sad or discouraging. That should be something that we want to do. What kind of work do you do up there, by the way?
I work for GE.
Okay. And basically, what exactly does your job entail? You don't have to get too specific, but I'm just trying to get a general understanding.
I work at the Escalation Call Center. I'm a floor support supervisor.
Okay. So the thing is, you can start your own thing. Just look into starting your own thing, because you basically do customer service, right?
It's generally what it is.
Yeah, it's only customer service. Hey, give your son some graham crackers. What is he doing in there?
My baby?
Yeah. How old is your baby?
He's 7 months, and he's just smiling and cooing and singing. That's all he's doing. He's happy.
He's 7 months with a voice that deep?
Mm-hmm.
God damn, you gave birth to Lou Rawls? That boy's voice, his voice is deep as hell.
He sings all the time, so I already know what he's about.
That's all right, right there. He's like, shit, change me. But like I said, what you need to do, you need to start thinking in terms of starting your own business, working for yourself, sisters. Don't let them frustrate you with that office politic bullshit, because what's going to happen, even if you left there, you're going to go to another spot. It's the same bullshit office politics. They do that all across the board. They're going to just keep you at a certain position and have you train other folks, because it's their duty to look out for each other, which it should be your duty to look out for your own as well. You feel me?
I do, and when we have food trucks, I'd rather go to the black food trucks, even though they're more expensive. I try to spend my money with the black businesses as much as possible, rather than going out to these industries that I know are owned by white people. I try to keep the money within the community. I'm working on starting my own business, so I'm taking the baby steps. I'm just, like you said, I'm frustrated at this point.
I feel you, but let's not be frustrated. I can hear the frustration in your voice, and I already know your situation. Don't let them frustrate you. Don't let them frustrate you. Just understand, okay, I'm playing chess and they're making their chess moves. Now it's time for me to make mine. That's why I say stack up your money, learn the game, and hell, go start your own call center or whatever you need to do. But again, start phasing yourself out of that situation. You feel me?
So the only way to win is to get out, huh?
And that's the only way. That's the only way. And start your own business. Your son is telling you, he's saying, get out. That's what he's saying. Get out. Start your own. Sing it, boy. Your own. I'm harmonizing with your son. On.
Well, Harry, I just want you to know that my boyfriend and I will listen to you all the time. Every listening to your shows, and we waiting on Hidden Colors. We wish it was in Memphis so we can go see it and support it.
I know.
We were thinking about going to Atlanta to see it, but we just can't with, you know, work and everything. So we support you.
Absolutely. Much respect. And try to get to Atlanta to see it if you can. I know Atlanta's not too far from Memphis, but try to get down there and get a and get a babysitter for a young man so he don't be making all that noise in the movie, disturbing everybody.
Well, when the DVD come out, we're going to get it anyway. So if we don't get the movies, we're going to buy the DVD. So either way, we're going to support you.
Much respect. Thank you, sister. Much love. Yes, indeed. That little boy's voice was deep, man. Boy, that little boy's voice was deep. Hey, what's up? Who's calling?
Oh, this is Love Fire 3.
What's your name, fam?
Love Fire.
Love Fire?
Yeah.
Wait, Love Fire?
Yes.
L-O-V-E Fire.
That's right.
Okay, what does that mean, Love Fire?
Well, that's basically the fire of God that's burning within me. So, you know, blazing.
Okay, that sounds like a moist fucking stripper. Love Fire. I ain't never heard of anything like that. Nigga just pull off his drawers and his dick have flames tattooed on it. All right. All right, Love Fire.
Like,
what's your other name? I'm not calling a grown-ass nigga Love Fire. Fuck that, nigga.
You can just call me Fire, man. It's all good.
Fire. All right, Fire. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to, happy Father's Day to you, belated Father's Day. But I wanted to know, is there any hashtags for the movie? We want to get that to be a trending topic
yes.
on this Thursday.
Good. Hey, man. Thanks, Love Fire. I was thinking about that. We need to get a hashtag. I think I want it to be HC3Movie, and that should be the hashtag, HC3Movie, on Twitter and Facebook and all that, because we do need to get that social networking bomb going on. So that's a good call right there. What city are you in again, player?
I'm in New York City.
Okay, you going to the screening at the Cinema Village?
Yeah, I'll definitely be there, me and my people.
There you go. All right, Love Fire, man. Thanks for the call, fam.
All right, brother. All right,
that nigga name was Love Fire. Where y'all niggas get these names? And that nigga said it dead serious, too. That nigga up in the club macking the women. What's your name? Love Fire. Who? Love Fire. You scare me. Buy me a drink, nigga. They just want you to start tricking right away. With a name like Love Fire. They're like, look, nigga, just buy me a drink so I can get the fuck out your face. But we do need to get that hashtag going on, family. The hashtag should be HC3Movie on Twitter. Let's get that started today. Let's hashtag this movie. Everybody tweet it, HC3Movie. Facebook, Twitter. Let's make it a trending topic by next week. Let's get it popping. Hidden Colors 3 is that important. I'm telling y'all, when y'all see Hidden Colors 3, it's going to change your life. It is going to change your life. The game is heavy. The game is heavy in that film, man. The hot fire is there. It's hotter than Love Fire. It's hot. Let's see who else we got on the phone. Yo, what's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on, Tariq? It's Cameron over here in Oceanside. I'm in the military. How's it going?
Hey, man, what's going on down there in San Diego?
Ain't nothing too going on. Not too much. But hey, I had a quick question for you.
Go ahead, fam.
Well, I wanted your opinion. So I'm in the military, right? And I go to different shops and offices just to say what's up. And it's like some of these white dudes low-key bring up race. Like, I can go and be like, hey, what's going on? They be like, hey, I don't know how so many racist people in the world. I don't think race is a good thing. You know, it shouldn't be any racist people. I'm like, where did this subject even come from? You know what I'm saying? I was coming to say what's up.
Mm.
And they just naturally kind of bring up race. So I'm kind of wondering, like, is he low-key trying to say something or...
So, you know what I'm saying? So what, they don't put it in no kind of context or anything like that?
Yeah. They're just, every time I come up there, they'd be like, hey, I don't know whether it's racist people or... Or I could be riding in the car with them. They'd be like, hey, what kind of music do you listen to? And you know, I honestly do listen to any kind of music. They just naturally turn on hip-hop. So I'm kind of... Should I get offended by that?
You shouldn't get offended because a lot of times, again, you're dealing with people who really... They don't know how to interact with black people. They really don't know how to interact. So I understand that. I understand it's a culture thing. And a lot of times they get their images of black folks from television and music.
Yeah.
And especially when you're working with people from the dominant society, they come around you and they feel like they have to talk in slang and the shit is all outdated. Hey, Tariq.
Exactly.
Hey, Tariq, you want to go to get some drinks and go get jiggy? You know, what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
And you want to get offended, but you're like, okay, this motherfucker don't know no better. So you just tell him to chill and just, hey, don't worry about it, man. Unless you got an opinion about race that I need to know about, because my thing is, when they bring up race, I let them keep talking. I'm like, okay, so how do you feel about race? Since if you don't think race should be a factor, because why are you bringing it up? So how do you feel about race? So I like to see what's really on their mind. But that's just me. I say, just let people just say, hey, man, just be comfortable. Just relax and just chill and let's just kick it. Now, if they keep bringing up race, usually they have some racial opinions and they just want to see how to present them to you. They're trying to feel you out to see how to present those racial feelings towards you. You understand what I'm saying? Because a lot of times they'll try to do it very innocently. Like, hey, man, I just believe everybody should work together and everybody's our brothers.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if it's just coming randomly out the blue, let that person keep talking. So really? Okay. So you say, what else are your views on race? How do you feel about dating? Say some shit like that to really see what their opinion is.
So if they was to flip it back on the race, that's when it's an issue. But, you know, it's not really nothing I should be pursuing because of the background and the culture.
Don't trip on it. But my thing is this. Like I said, let them keep talking, though. Just keep quiet. Let them keep talking and giving their opinion so you can see where they're coming from, because you might have some suspected white supremacists hanging around you. And a lot of white supremacists, what they like to do is pretend they ain't racist. That's the first thing that comes out of their mouths. When they start talking about all that kumbaya shit and how they love their brothers and everybody's all one, they're the main ones with a swastika tattooed to their shoulder. You dig?
So I was just kind of getting a little upset, you know, because I could walk in just on some, hey, you catch a game yesterday, you know, just not sliding. Somehow race is always going to get brought up in there, but I ain't going to brush it off. I ain't going to let it get to me anymore.
Yeah, don't even trip on that, man. It is what it is. You just keep that thing pimping.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
All right,
man.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Right. Yes, indeed. Let's see who else we got on the phone. Good callers today. A lot of times cats be calling on some bullshit, but we got some good callers today. I hope the momentum is going. We're going to keep the momentum up with the good calls. Who is this?
What's going down, Tariq?
What's going on? What's your name, man?
Ain't shit. It's Squirrels.
What's your name?
It's Squirrels from Harlem, man. It's going down, Tariq.
Nigga.
Finally got through the line. Your line be crazy busy. Could never holler at the big homie.
I know that, but I wish I could understand what you saying, nigga. Sound like you got a mouthful of damn crawfish. What are you saying? Where you from again, player?
I'm over here from Harlem. Nah, I was just ordering some food right quick. I was trying to multitask or whatever.
Okay, all right, nigga. So you in Harlem right now? You in Harlem right now? You in Harlem?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, man. It's going down over here, man.
Nigga, what did you smoke?
You got to get your multi-task, so it's a fast life.
I see. What did you smoke today, man? You sound like you just smoked something real heavy. What did you
smoke? Hey, man, everything that comes from the earth, man, is always a go. It's never a bad, negative thing, you know?
Nigga, shit, snake venom comes from the earth, nigga. You can, everything from the earth ain't that good for you. But what's on your mind, player?
Ain't nothing, like, you know, like, I've been listening to your show for, like, a couple of years now, since I was probably, like, 18, 19.
Okay.
Now I'm, like, 27, so it's like, you know, I definitely appreciate everything that you're doing, like, you know.
Much respect.
I just had, like, one quick question, a little scenario that I had with a female I was kind of stumped on. Like, you know, usually I don't even get stumped when it comes down to the female. That's why I called then. I trust you well on Facebook, so I was just like, let me see if I can get through big homie and chop up game with him.
Yes, indeed.
Like, you know, like, I was just recently, like, with a chick that I was, like, friends with, like, 3 years, and, you know, recently she went out to Miami to get away from a job and a regular day-to-day. And, like, you know, she posted a couple of things on Instagram that I really didn't approve of. Like, you know, her hanging out with her, like, you know, just partying, being real crazy out there, Emma. And I really didn't appreciate that. And I checked it on there. I told her, like, yo, that's not acceptable for me. And, like, you know, if you want to do that, you go your way, and I could go my way. But do you think I'm being too, like, hard on her? Like, do you think I'm just, like, my foot on her neck too crazy? Or it's just, like, it's Miami, just do what you're doing. At the end of the day, it's like, I know that she's still coming home, and she's still going to give me the cooperation that I'm looking for.
Now, how long you been dealing with this woman?
We've been friends actually for like 2 to 3 years before we even started dating. We've been dating seriously for like a year now.
Okay, so she went to Miami and she was taking pictures with other dudes.
She was taking pictures with other dudes, like, you know, and then she was acting kind of crazy, like, you know, it was just like, as far as just like with the whole Instagram thing, it was just like she had the little social media things with the little videos and like, you know, dancing. Not too crazy, but it was enough to lead me on to think that you were maybe doing something out of pocket that I didn't really appreciate.
Now, how did you feel about that?
Like, you feel me? I felt it was just like it is what it is. It's part of the game. And like, you know, if you got to get charged, you're going to get charged. Like, you know.
Now, but did it hurt you emotionally a little bit?
You know, we kept it pushing, like, you know, told her, like, you know, you can step and make room for a better chick at all times.
Oh, I got a little music playing for you. Hold on.
Yeah, I hear you. I was just like, yeah, that's real funny.
just something for your soul.
You know?
Sound like, cause you're trying to be hard with it. Cause no, you're trying to be extra gangster and thuggish. But nigga, I feel that hurts you.
Nah, I'm just like, keep it real. Nah, not at all. Not at all. Because you know, I got other females on the line, like, you know, on the side, like, you know, it's a big city, it's all over, but you know, I had a history. What up, Jim?
Well, no, you like, should. You know, okay, if your chick was being reckless, especially with all types of dudes and stuff on Facebook and Twitter and all that, that was her being out of pocket. She was definitely
being out of pocket.
And you need to check her on that, and not just verbally. I ain't saying jump on her, but I'm like, you need to put her on time out. That's some shit. That's an offense.
Yeah, that's where we at right now, because I actually emailed you about it, like, because this is probably, like, mid-May. I actually emailed you about it because I gave her space and let her see what life is like without me around. I'm just feeling like, yo, if you want to do that, that's not acceptable, like, you know?
So,
but I was just thinking, like, you know, we have a genuine history together. Like, you know, we've been through our little ups and downs. You know, we ride through our little waves. But I just think, like, as for me, I let her go to Miami. Like, you know, it's just like, you want to go to Miami, you want to have a good time. Like, you know, it's not the perfect time for me to go out there to Miami right now. But, you know, you can head out there. That's not a problem with me. Like, you know, so, I'm not going to be stopped nobody doing what they want to do.
All right. I understand that. So when was the last time you talked to her?
It's the last time I talked to her had to be probably about a week ago. Like, you know, she sent me the unlimited text messages, of course, but it's like, you know, I said my piece and I told her, like, you either go accept it or not. And that's all what it was. And I was just like, if you want me back around, you're going to have to do some choosing as far as just like, you're going to have to show me better than you could tell me.
But shit, down her ass might be back down in Miami turning the fuck back up. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, she over here. She over here because she goes to work. Like, she works a lot. Like, you know, she's like, she a working female. So it's just like, she go to work. She do the whole 40-plus hours. And man, that's what she constantly do. It's like, you know, the hustle and bustle of the city, you know, man, paying rent.
Her ass is probably out right now like this. Hold on. It's raining, man. She's probably...
She was doing that. Wow. I'm just saying, if you want to do that, then, you know, the game is just like, you know, do what you want to do. Like,
she was out there like, it's raining men, goddammit. She was, nigga, she had an umbrella bouncing dicks off of them, dude. It was all types of dicks bouncing off the umbrella, dude. She's turning up. Hey, man, sound like she might have been in her little hoochie stage right now. How old is she, by the way?
Yo, that's the thing about it too, Tyreek. It's just like, I'm 27. She's about to be 35. I sent you pictures of the chick and myself actually on an email.
Okay, I don't remember. Send them again, because she's 35 now. She's going through that the ovaries crisis right now.
Right,
she's
ovaries. That's exactly where I took it at. It was just like, I just let her know. It was just like, for me, that's not acceptable. If you want to be disrespectful towards me, as far as your men and socially and publicly, and you're supposed to be my girl. It's like, we're supposed to be in a general relationship. And it's just like, I really don't have experience with females in relationships, because I've never been in a serious relationship before.
I understand. But this chick, man, sound like one of those chicks, man, who was locked down in a relationship when she was young, probably had a couple of kids young, and now she wants to see if
she's... Yeah, that's the thing. She doesn't have any kids either, Tyree.
Right. Well, she just want to see if she still got it. She's 35, going down there all hugged up with niggas in Miami.
Right. But I'm just like, but yo, don't do it on account of my time. Like, you know, because I told her, like, yo, if you want to get treated like you my girlfriend, my significant other, you have to act like it. And being on social networks doing that is not the way to go about it with me. If you want me to be around, like, you know, calling me and texting me.
Well, now,
like,
you gotta be, but the thing is, you gotta be thorough enough to charge her to the game for real. Fuck all that history stuff. If she gets real disrespectful,
right. You
gotta be willing, and she has to know that you're gonna charge her ass to the game.
And that's where we at right now, because she tried to contact me now, but it's just like, you diss me, you won't get a reply for it.
There you go. All right, man, all right, man, I'm gonna email me about that, man. We'll chop up game about
it. I'm gonna email you. My name is Irvin Caesar, so you should see me popping up. Like, I'm gonna resend the email to you.
No doubt, man. Thanks for the call. All right, because that brother was gonna go on and on, and I wanted to go ahead and get the flow of the show going. Y'all want me to get one more call? That brother was kind of long with that one, but we'll get a couple of more calls so I can really talk about the subject today. I want to talk about the stages of life that we got to go through and that we got to be thorough in. What's up? Who's calling?
Going on, Flex. It's Tim Boss.
This Tim Boss?
Yeah, man.
What's going on out there in Rhode Island, player?
I'm just cool. I'm just good out here, man.
There you go, nigga. You calling me from a CB? What kind of phone is that, man? You sound like a trucker. Just Smokey and the fucking Bandit, man. What's happening with you?
Not much. Wanted to ask you, I mean, maybe you can help out with the other players too, who may be in my predicament about the message I sent you.
About the message you sent?
Yeah, the message I sent you about the young man, 12 years old, who don't identify himself as black, and he's like, I'm guessing he might have been told his whole life that, you know, you black, you stupid, you know, at such a young age, by his mom or grandma, somebody like that, to the point where now he don't even want to identify himself as black or African American. And he just gets all offensive about it. And I want to show him, like, the DVDs, like the hidden color DVDs, but for one, I can't do that because it crosses the line at work.
Right.
We can't, you know what I mean? We're not allowed to do that. And two, the kid got he has, like, a 10-tooth span of a squirrel. You know what I mean? He's a real ADHD, you know, he won't sit still for it.
Right. Right, so it sounds like this kid has more behavioral problems where you just can't pinpoint one thing. There's a lot of stuff going on with this kid. Like, if they're denying what they are and all this old stuff, there's some deeper psychological issues there that should be investigated with this kid. It goes way beyond him not just wanting to be identified as black. Again, that's the root cause of a lot of stuff, but a lot of it, there's some kind of psychological thing that needs to be worked out with that young man. So it goes real deeper than him just watching the DVD. But I got some more calls, Timbezy. Thanks for the call, player. Let me get a couple of more calls, family, and then we'll get into the game. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, yeah, what's up with you, TN? It's Derek Passat.
What's up, Derek? Where you calling from, fam? You calling from Sacramento?
Yeah.
There you go. What's on your mind?
Yeah, man, I want to, first of all, congratulations on all your books and all your podcasts and all that. I fuck with you all the time.
Yes, sir.
But I got a question for you. So I got a baby mama, and I've been dealing with her for about 4 years now. And one of my ex-girls had just jumped back into the picture. But she's not coming back with no tangibles, though, you know?
Right. Now, your ex-girl, how long ago did you deal with her?
Like, right before I got with my baby mama.
Okay. And how old are these women?
Well, one's 24. My baby mama's 24, and then she's about 22.
Okay, so y'all hella young. Now, how old are you?
I'm 25.
Okay. So it sounds like, basically, man, you on the fence. You got the grass is greener on the other side mentality, because you haven't been with your ex in a long time, and she's something new right now. So that's why you're even entertaining the idea of getting with her or doing anything. Basically, yeah. you're just on some bored shit right now. My thing is, look, you got a kid. Your baby's mom. How many kids y'all got?
One.
Okay. Getting involved seriously with your ex-girl, that's just kind of you doing something out of boredom. That's like, okay, I ain't got nothing else better to do. Let me fuck with her. And you don't want to do that. What you want to do, you want to find ways to really grow with your lady now. What are y'all going to do? What's your plan? Y'all got a kid, and listen to the words you use. I got a baby mama I've been dealing with. Are y'all living together? I mean, what's the situation? Why are you just dealing with her?
Well, yeah, that's what it is. I'm living with her now, but it's like she just keeps sweating me about all this old little shit and, you know, like hella past ass shit. So then, you know, I let her go. Because she's not really hella mature, so I let her do her little thing and shit. Now she's mad that I want to go do my thing and shit, though. You feel me?
Okay. Now, do y'all live with somebody's parents or do y'all live on your own?
We live on our own right now, like, for, like, the last, like what, year and a half.
Okay. Who were y'all staying with before?
We were staying with my mom's.
Okay. Yeah, I can tell. Y'all sound like y'all just fresh in the game. And the thing is, when you get out there and you're fresh in the game on your own, on some independent shit, when bills come and things get real, it's time to step up to the plate. And you can't do the same shit you did when you were at your grandma's house or your mom's house. Things are real, and people want you to step up to the plate. And it sounds like she wants you to kind of step up to the plate and, you know, make sure everything is taken care of. Make sure that you and her and the kid is taken care of. Make sure everything is smooth. And she don't want you to be distracted by bullshit, which you are. I can tell that you're distracted. You're still trying to holler at exes and all that. And like you said, the exes ain't bringing in no tangibles. So, like, hey, man. Fuck them. You got to start.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, really, it's kind of both of them ain't really bringing in no tangibles right now. I mean, my baby mama, she do her thing and shit. She hold it down, but she just too caught up on this, like, you know, attention horn type shit. And I'm really just ready to move on. And I was just basically trying to use the old bitch just to, you feel me, like, just to move on type shit. You feel me? I'm not even really trying to go back to the old bitch. I'm just, like, saying I'm trying to move on past my baby mama.
Okay, wait. Okay, now if you want to move on, why do you need the old chick? Why don't you just move on? You don't need no other chick to move on. So what's the deal with that?
You're right, though. That's what I'm saying. That's why I was calling you. Like, I need to know if I really want to. I don't really want to go back to that bitch because she ain't bringing shit to the table either, though.
But the thing is, listen, player. Why do you have to go back to anybody? Can't you just chill on
your own? I'm not going back. I'm saying she just jumped back into the. She just trying to hit me type shit.
But can you just chill on your own if that's the case? What you sound
yeah,
like,
you're right.
What
you're
you
right.
need to do sometimes, man, you need to chill on your own to get your shit together. And find yourself. You need to chill on your own and find out what you want to do so when you do get into a relationship, you can bring some to the table and you can find somebody who's willing to bring to the table what you want them to bring to the table. You don't know what you want from these girls.
You know, it's a lot of stuff to do. Because I'm out here in Sacramento, it's not really too many dimes out here. And no, too many, like, conscious sisters or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right, I understand that. But again,
I kind of want
to. You kind of what? What do you want to do?
I want to bounce and go, like, see what's up with Vegas or see what's up with L.A. or see what's up with somewhere else. You know what I'm saying?
Right, okay. All right, well, do that. Okay, don't be in a relationship. But the thing is, this is your thing. You want to go out here and do all this stuff, but when somebody starts dicking down that baby mama yours, then your ass is going to come around. You're going to come around on some old sucker.
This nigga crazy.
That's you.
Nah, you right, though. I mean, that's why I've been contemplating, but she's not trying to... Bro, I've been fucking with you for hella long, though, and she still ain't getting the message, like, to step it up, though, type shit. I've been stepped up my shit.
I understand, but again, you can't have your cake and eat it, too. You want to get out here in the streets and do your thing, but you know that your baby mom is going to be doing her thing, too. And that's what you don't want. So the thing is, you can't negate somebody else's happiness for yours. You can't have it both ways. Either you're going to be out, you're going to be out. Or you're going to be in. If you're going to be in, handle your business. No matter
what.
All
right, yeah, okay. I'm trying to dip and go somewhere where some dimes at, man.
Okay, let's say you get with the dimes and you fuck eight of them. Now what? Let's say today I just introduce you to a bunch of dimes, you fuck eight of them. Now what do you do?
No, I mean, I'm good. I'm not tripping off fucking no bitch. I'm talking about just getting a bitch that's like, basically, I just want cooperation type shit. I'm not tripping off fucking a bitch.
Okay, so you get cooperation from a dime. Are you still comfortable with the next nigga banging your baby's mom?
Yes, I am comfortable with that. Yes.
So you want to be able to bang a dime before she gets another nigga so it won't hurt you so bad. Is that what the deal is?
Nah, hell no.
That's exactly what it is. That's what it is, dude. You want you a dime because if you say, hey, the relationship is over, and then another nigga who looks like fucking Morris Chestnut is out there long dicking your baby's mom, the pain is going to ravage you, but you'll feel better if you had a dime. That's all it is, dude. You're trying to play the fence, and it don't work like that, player. You either all in or you all out. You can't half-ass it because you better make the decision before she makes the decision. You feel me?
Yeah, hell yeah.
All right, man. Think about that, man. Thanks for the call, fam.
All right.
Yes, indeed. All right, let me put my Mac and music back on, family, and chop up some game. A lot of very interesting calls on today's show. You know what I'm talking about, the stages of life, and what this gentleman called in with, that ties into today's show, the stages of life. Because we go through five stages in life on the road to manhood. Let me talk specifically to the players out there. And the women can soak up some of the game too. But we go through five stages in life. In these five stages, we need to be thorough in these stages. Now, the first stage we go through in life, especially as children, we go through the curiosity stage. Now, the curiosity stage, you know, you want to know everything. That's why kids are always asking questions. What's that? Where is this? Why does this smell that way? Why is the sky blue? Why is the sun so bright? You know, kids, we're naturally curious, and that's a good thing. A lot of times what happens when we have children who are very curious, children who ask a lot of questions, a lot of adults will try to thwart that. They'll try to stop kids from asking so many questions, and that's what you don't want to do. And the reason why a lot of people do that is because they don't know the answer themselves. A lot of times they don't know the answer themselves, and that's a bad thing. You don't want to throw salt on the kids because you don't know the answers. So it's good to be curious. It's good to know things. When you see a kid who wants to know everything, a kid who's asking a lot of questions, a kid who's inquiring, that's a great thing. A kid like that is going to be a very thorough adult because they're already trying to gain knowledge. Now, if you have a kid who don't give a fuck about learning anything, that's when you got a problem. If you have a kid who don't care about learning nothing, who don't ask questions about nothing, who just kind of goes along with the program, that's a kid who's been brainwashed already. So you got to be very careful with that. Then the next stage we go through in life, that's the rebellious stage. Now, the rebellious stage is not bad if the rebellion is not self-destructive. A lot of times what people do, especially when you become a teenager, you go into that rebellious stage where you want to go against the authority. You want to go against the societal rules, which can be a good thing, especially if you're a person of African descent, because societal rules, they want to keep you into second-class citizenship. But again, the game I'm talking about now is universal. It can be applied to everybody, but we do have to acknowledge that Black people's understanding of the game is very unique from other people, because we have to deal with a system of white supremacy that is there to really sabotage many of our efforts. And again, teens go through a rebellious stage where you want to buck authority, you want to go against the norms of society, and society gives the cushion to certain members of the dominant society as far as being rebels. A lot of times kids rebel and they want to get into drugs. They want to get into drinking, driving fast, driving drunk, and all that stuff. In society, if you're part of the dominant society, you get more of a leeway to do that. Now, unfortunately, if you're a Black person, society has it set up to catch you and to sabotage you and to use your rebellious cycle against you. This is why a lot of Black males are targeted between the ages of 15 and 25. They target them heavy because they know that a lot of people in general at that age are very rebellious. So when Black children rebel and you make mistakes by rebelling, there's a system there to lock you up for the rest of your life. And that's an injustice. that's a major injustice. Whereas a kid who's in the dominant society, they can smoke, get high, drink, or whatever. They'll get a slap on the wrist and they'll just charge that to being youthful and rebellious. You have a black kid who does the same thing, he's getting 25 years to life. That's an injustice. So we have to acknowledge that part of the game. We got to be a little more careful with rebelliousness. But rebellion is a very natural part of life. You rebel in different ways. And like I said, it's not a bad thing all the time, because sometimes some kids say, look, I don't want to be miseducated, so I'm going to rebel by learning things on my own. I'm going to rebel by becoming extra conscious. I'm going to rebel by becoming pro-black. I'm going to rebel by starting my own business so I don't have to work for the dominant society. That's a good way to rebel. Now, the third stage that we go through in life, or that we should go through to be thorough in the game, is the apprentice stage. Now, after our rebellious stage, we want to learn something. We rebel and we try to find ourselves. We try to gain our independence. And then we see something we like. We see an industry that we're interested in. And we want to learn about that. So what we do, we find somebody who's thorough, somebody who can be somewhat of a mentor to us. And we emulate that mentor. So it's very important for us to have mentors, have people that we can look up to and get that game from. To really study and see how they get down. And kind of take bits and pieces of what they're doing, or do exactly what they're doing. But in many cases, take bits and pieces of what they're doing and learn how to flip it for yourself. And again, let's take it back to the black community. Now, what makes our situation a little more unique, unfortunately, we don't have that apprenticeship in the black community like we used to. Because again, in the black community, a lot of black folks don't own anything. A lot of black folks simply don't own anything like they did back in the day. So who is there to look up to, especially if you're a young man? See, if you, even if you're a young lady in the black community, there's a lot of older women out there who ain't trying to give you the game, even if they knew it. Unfortunately, they're still competitive. You got women like the dude who called up his lady, 35 years old, still going down to Miami with an umbrella with dicks raining on them. You dig what I'm saying? These older women still out here in the club trying to turn up. So they're not really trying to lace a younger sister up, unfortunately. And a lot of these older brothers, they still out here doing the same shit the teenagers are doing. You understand? So we don't have the apprenticeship that we need to have. A few of the street cats have it. And that's where I learned a lot of my apprenticeships from the street dudes. And that has kind of gone by the wayside. But again, it's very important to have somebody to look up to, somebody to get some of that game from, somebody to study, so we can become thorough. It's very important. Now, if you're lucky and fortunate enough to find somebody to be an apprentice under, then that's going to take you to the fourth stage, which is a very important stage, is the mastery stage. You find something that you are thorough in, something that you have mastered, something that you're an expert in. And all of us, we can be experts in something, no matter what it is. You can be an expert football player. You can be an expert scientist. You can be an expert carpenter. You can be an expert builder. You can be an expert architect. You can be an expert designer. There's a million things to be experts in. We all have something that we can master. You just have to find what that is. And when you master that, that's going to give you a certain level of confidence. See, I've mastered the game. I became a game advisor. That was my thing. Parlaying game. Became a master at that. That's why I had best-selling books on that. Parlaying game. The mastery stage is very important. Now, the last stage after the mastery stage, after you've mastered your craft, after you've become very thorough in what you do, then comes the wisdom stage. You need to be in a position where you can lace others with the game you've learned through life. That's the cycle of game. The game is a cycle. It's a cycle, and you're supposed to give game to those who's worthy of the game. On the streets, that's what the street game was about. The older players gave game to the younger players. That's the only way you were supposed to learn the game. So you got to have that wisdom, and you got to graduate, and you got to be content in your wisdom. And you got to be comfortable in that wisdom, and you got to be humble in that wisdom. The problem is you have a lot of people out here who's supposed to be in the wisdom stage, who's supposed to be in the mature stage, but they're still out here trying to hold on to their rebellious stage. And some people try to do it when they're old and it's not a good look. Certain things, when you get to a certain age, you're supposed to switch your swag. You're supposed to switch your stilo up a little bit. You know, when I see concerts and music artists, musical artists are supposed to grow. They're supposed to grow. And they're supposed to change their swag up when they get older. A lot of female artists know how to do this. Sometimes, you know, they try to hold on to the youth. But sometimes they know when it's time to throw in the towel and just be the diva. You can't be the vixen no more. You got to be the diva. And a lot of male singers know this too. Sometimes you can't be that male sex symbol running around taking off your shirt. Like, for example, KC and JoJo. I like KC and JoJo, but KC is doing these concerts, and I've talked about this on my show before. And Jodeci was the shit in the 90s, and KC from Jodeci, they still do concerts today, and he's running around on stage. He's taking his shirt off, and the man looks so sickly and puny. You almost cringe when you see it. It's like, ooh, player, that shit ain't sexy. Put your goddamn shirt back on. That's what the audience is thinking. And no, and whoever is handling KC and JoJo, tell KC to keep his shirt on. Every time this dude takes his shirt off, it looks like a fucking crackhead looking for a hit running around the stage. It ain't cool no more. It ain't 1995 no more, and that's okay. Sing with your shirt on. As a matter of fact, it's time to put on a suit. Graduate. Become more of a sophisticated performer. You don't have to try to be the sex symbol you were 20 years ago. This shit don't look right no more. This old nigga running around with his shirt off, stomach look like he just had 3 beers. It just looks raggedy. You don't have to do that no more. Because it don't look right. You graduate from that. Put on a suit and tie. Put on a tuxedo. Sing your song and keep it mackish. You got to know when to graduate and be the wisdom singer. It's time to act like a legend. It's like, and again, some of these female artists too. A lot of these women, they'll try to compete. Sometimes they can compete a little bit with some of these younger Beyoncés and the Rihannas and all that. But you got to know when to just be that diva. Hell, I don't want to see Aretha Franklin at Nordstrom's trying to get some booty shorts to try to compete with Ciara. No, Aretha Franklin, I don't want to see that. Be the diva. Be the person of wisdom. Be like Patti LaBelle. Patti LaBelle keeps it real mackish. She's the diva, the mom. She's not out there trying to twerk and all that. She's keeping it real player with wisdom. And that's what you want to do. You want to graduate to that stage where you can lace other people with that game so they don't make mistakes and mess the game up and mess the cycle up. Because when people start not getting advice from the older players and not getting that wisdom, they mess the whole game up, and you've maintained the game for nothing. You put in all this work to maintain the game only to let people mess it up. That was the purpose of lacing folks with games so they don't mess the game up. Especially on the street level. On the street level, when you see a dude out here fucking around making mistakes, you pull him to the side like, hey, player, we've done a lot to kind of maintain the order here, to kind of make the block smooth, to make everything run cool without any of that rah-rah shit bringing extra attention. You need to come over here and fall back and follow the rules of the game and not make those mistakes, because you're about to mess everybody's money up, player. So why don't you chill out with all that little rah-rah shit and just do things this way, and that's going to really expand your money and your outcome. You would talk to dudes like that when you saw them fucking up. Now you got cats out here doing any and everything. There are no rules. Because nobody's giving that wisdom. Nobody's graduating. Everybody's trying to be in this rebellious stage. And nobody's graduating. So we got to graduate in the game. We got to go through those five stages of life. Hey, y'all, that's been today's episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. We've had a great time on today's show. Don't forget, get your advance tickets right now to see Hidden Colors 3. It's coming next week. It's going to change your lives, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want to miss this. This is going to be historic. I'm going to be at the one out here in Los Angeles this Thursday. What cities? Dallas, Philly, Atlanta, D.C., New York, Minneapolis, Baltimore, Boston. It's going to be all over. All the cities are listed at HiddenColorsFilm.com. Get the film Hidden Colors 1 and 2 at HiddenColorsFilm.com, ladies and gentlemen. And also go to TariqElite.com. Get all those fresh shirts. The new Tariq Elite shoes are coming. They're coming, y'all. Those new shoes are coming. In a few weeks, the brand new shoes are coming. We're going to make it hot, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all follow me on Twitter at Tariq Nasheed. I'm going to holler at you Sunday on Ustream. Peace.